We have a wonderful lesson tonight on the candlestick. My artwork really leaves a lot to be desired. Sharon and Marilyn are both artists, and they could do a much better job than I. I should have got one of them to do that. But it'll suffice. I want to read to you from the 25th chapter of the book of Exodus from the Amplified Bible. Then we're going to go back to the original language and going to read it also from the Hebrew Bible. This is Greek or Hebrew reading and research from the book of Exodus, Vayelei Shemot. The name Exodus comes from the Greek Septuagint, Exodos, that means the way out, the road out. Vayelei Shemot means and these names, and these are the names of the sons of Jacob, or the sons of Israel, and it tells about how God dealt with them and how he took them out of the land of Egypt, a type of the world, and brought them into the promised land, a type of heaven, basically. Verse number 31 says, "And you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. Of beaten and turned work shall be the lampstand be made, both its base and its shaft, its cups, its knobs, and its flowers shall be of one piece with it." First of all, it is made of pure gold. Gold is what? A type of what?
Deity.
Okay. Now, this lampstand stands for Jesus Christ. Now, if we got the Mormons, if we got the Jehovah's Witnesses, if we got Herbert Armstrong and Garmer Tedder Armstrong in their prime, and we showed them this and say, this typifies Jesus. The book of John says that he is the light of the world. They came into the world was darkness, and in it he set forth light. It says that he created a world, and the world knew him not. His creation, his creatures knew him not, but the creation did. Here we have a lampstand made of pure gold, which it tells us one thing, that Jesus is God. He is divine. That's absolute fact. Job witnesses, you ought to listen to this. You can't get around it. John 1:1 says, "In RK, ain't ho logos, kai ho logos, ain't proston theon, kai ho logos, ain't theos." In beginning kept on being the Word, or the Jehovah, and Jehovah kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead because he kept on being God. Jehovah kept on being God. John 1:14 says, "Kai ho logos, sarstagenito." And it says, "And the Word of Jehovah became flesh, and he dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father." John 1:18 says, "No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God, the one being in the bosom of the Father, that one has led himself out." Now, we have one lampstand. It is a lampstand all in one. We have numbers. We have one, we have three, we have six, and we have seven. And we have gold. Why is it one? "The Lord, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." The only physical expression of God you'll ever see is the sun. Each side has three lampstands on each side. Three in one. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three and three make six. Jesus Christ was truly man and truly God. And one in the middle, number seven, perfection. Absolute perfection. Jesus Christ is perfect humanity. Perfect humanity. And humanity and deity rolled up in one. We see the work of the Holy Spirit, the mind of God, and the person of Jesus Christ, and when we look at him. "No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God, the one being in the bosom of the Father, that one has led himself out." This is beautiful a beautiful set of verses on the Trinity of God, the triuneness of God, and on the person of Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:7, people always said, then the three are one. Yes, they are one. The three on both sides, three and three make six, humanity, and one. In the middle, seven And that is perfection, the perfect man. Six branches shall come out from the sides of it, and three branches on the lampstand out of one side, and three branches out of the other side. Three cups are like almond blossoms. The almond blossom is the first tree that resurrects in the spring. You see the blossom of the almond tree before you see anything else. That's a sign of the resurrection. Jesus is the firstborn from the dead. Each with a knob or a capital and a flower on one branch, and three cups made like almond blossoms on the other branch with a knob and a flower. So for the six branches coming out of the lampstand. Now all of these have cups in them. And they put olive oil in this, and this olive oil is a fuel. The olive oil added to the lampstand is the Holy Spirit of God that energizes us and leads us in our lives, and also the Spirit that brings us to repentance and to salvation because of what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, did. The triune God dwelled in him. And on the center shaft itself you shall make four cups like almond blossoms with their knobs and their flowers. Four cups. Four cups. Four, 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 four. We begin again. Verse number 35, and make a knob on the shaft under each pair of six branches going out from the lampstand, and one piece with it. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the resurrection, the light that came into the world, the true Son of God, divine and yet man. And that's what that lampstand teaches you, divine and yet man. Their knobs and their branches shall be one piece with it. The whole of it shall be beaten work of pure gold. Beaten work. Beaten work. Malleable. Gold and silver are malleable. Malleable metals. Beaten. Psalm 22, Isaiah 53. Jesus was beaten. He was abused. He was cursed. He was placed on a cross for you and me. Beaten work. And she shall make the lamps of the lampstand to include a seventh one at the top of the shaft. The priest shall set up the seven lamps on it, and so that they may give light in front of it. Let's go back here for a moment to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John talks about the lampstand. We don't really look at it like that, but here it is. It's the lampstand. John, the first chapter. John chapter 1. Let's look at this. Let's look at the lampstand of God. In the beginning, kept on being the Jehovah, and Jehovah kept on being with God or toward the God, and several parts of God, and Jehovah kept on being God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into existence by him, and apart from him, nothing came into being, and that came into being. In him is life, and the life was the light, the lampstand of all men. And the light shines in darkness. And the darkness does not apprehend it, does not hold on to it. John said, I came to bear witness of that light. It says here, it said, but as many as receive him, well, go back up a little bit further. There was the true light which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him and by him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own people, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to him he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and Jehovah became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten from the Father. The word glory there means light. From the Father, full of grace and truth. And John born and cried out, "This was he whom I am said, he was comes before after me, has a higher rank than I am, for he existed before me. For in his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, and grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the Father, that one has led himself out." Jesus in the third chapter says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. And he who believes in him is not judged, and he who does not believe in him has already been judged, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the judgment, that light, the lampstand, has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light," the lampstand, "for their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come into light, but his deeds should be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, and his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in and by and for and through God." Isn't this a beautiful lesson?
Mm-hmm.
It is a beautiful lesson.
It is.
"And you shall make the lamps of the lampstands to include a seventh one at the top of the shaft. The priest shall set the seven lamps on it, and they may give light from it." Now this lampstand is in that tabernacle down there, in that tent, and it's got all of these coverings over it, and when you walk in there, there is no light. If that darkness is the type of the world, Jesus Christ is the type of the light. He is the light of the world, it says. "Its snuffers and its ashtray shall be of pure gold." The snuffers, how you put the light out or whatever. And in every one of these is a wick and olive oil. And the priests would go and they would keep the light going, because there's no other light in that tabernacle except the lampstand. There's no other light in the world except Jesus Christ. When religion sets him aside, when you pray to Mary, when you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the pure divinity of God, perfect man in every way, three in one. This lampstand teaches all of that. "Use a talent of pure gold for it, including all the utensils. And see to it that you copy exactly their pattern which has been shown to you in the mountain." Hebrews, the 8th chapter, tells you, and the 6th chapter tells you about this lampstand that Jesus Christ was and is. He is the true lampstand that came into the world. Let us go back and read this from the Hebrew Bible. It's a powerful, yet boy, we already had a powerful lesson, didn't we? Wa'asitha menorah sahab tahor Miksha, Tisa, Ha, Meni, No, Ra. Warika, Wekana, Kevicha, Kaf, Tariha, Euphorica, Memena, Yaya, Yayu, that is. And you shall have made, second person masculine singular, cow walk consecutive perfect. You shall have made, that comes from Asah. Lampstand, menorah. We get the word menorah from this. Menorah, sahav. Sahav is pure gold. Gold to tahar, pure and clean. Jesus Christ is God and divinity without sin, and yet in human flesh, 6, 3, and 1. Beautiful. And 7. Ta'asah, pure gold, beaten work, miksha. Miksha, hammered work. The word, the mankind of the world hammered and beat Jesus Christ. And God laid upon his beaten body your sins and mine. And she shall keep on doing. Y'all keep on being done. Third person feminine singular, nephal, imperfect. The lampstand. You shall keep on making the lampstand. And his base. And his shaft. His stalk, literally. Gevicha. And his cups. The word cups. Kaf tireha. And his knobs, they blossom out. And his blossoms, his buds, from him, they shall keep on becoming. Third person masculine plural, cow imperfect. Coming, Yehu. That's where the word Jehovah means. It comes from. That's the root of the word Jehovah right there. Verse number 32 now, from the Hebrew. Wishasha, Ganim, Yetzim, Mitzadika, Mitzadika, Shilosha, Ganei, Mitzida Menorah. Menorah, Mitzida. Ha ihad, yushalosha, yenei, menorah, mitza, da, ha shemi, ha shemi. And 6, we shisha, 6, shisha. And 6 branches, ganim, they shall be going, they shall be going, masculine and plural, cow participle, from, look at the word from, mitzadiha, from his sides, shall keep on going from his sides. 3 branches, shilosha, yenei, branches, and menorah, lamp, mitzidahada, from his sides. Ha ihad, the one. Yula shoshi, yushiloshi. Yushilosha, that is. And 3, yenei branches. Menorah, a lamp. Metzida, from his side. Hashani. Hashani, the second. Hashani means it's divided. The lampstand is divided in 2 parts, 3 and 3, and yet 1, made into 1, ahad. Verse number 33 now, Shilosha, Gavim, Mishu Gadim, Bika Ana, Ha Ihad, Kaftor, Wifanek, Wifarek, Yulo Shila, Yushilosha Yavim Mishug Dadim Bagane Ha'ihad Kaftor Wa Farak Ken Vishet Haganim Hayosim Men Ha Menorah. Long verse. Shiloshah 3 Gavim cups. Gavim, that means, remember before it was one cup, now it's cups. Misha Gadim, almond-like shapes, shaped like almonds. You know what an almond is shaped like? Like a heart. Shaped like almonds in branch. Bak Kana, in branch, the one. Now this is all one solid work. Out of one solid piece of gold, it will not be separate. It is one piece. Jesus Christ is God incarnate. He is here, O Israel, our Lord, our God is one. Three and one. Three and one. Three. Three and one. Six, the number of man. Gold, divinity. Three, triune God. One God. Look at that. Seven, perfection. Perfect man. Lamed Abud, three. And cups shaped like almonds. For God so loved the world, an almond is shaped like a heart. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And whoever believes in the light does not have death, but eternal life and eternal life. Bakana. In branch, Ha'ihad, the one. Kaftor, a knob. Wa Farak, and a bud, and a blossom. Ken, in this manner. Li Hisheth, 4-6. One piece of gold, six branches, and then one in the middle, which means number seven. And the branches, these going out, masculine plural, cal participle, from preposition five, page 580, and then ha, page 206, definite article, ha menorah, the lampstand. You can look up the name lampstand there on 633, menorah. Yuvam menorah, Ar Ba'ach, Gavim, Mishu Gadim, Ka Toriva, Yuferakiha. And in the mora, in and in. We on the front of that is a conjunction and then bait is a preposition, page 88. And in the menorah, in the lampstand, four. Arba'a, four cups. Being shaped like an almond, masculine plural, puel participle. Page 1052, by the way. In Brown Driver Base in 1638 in Kohler and Baumgartner. And then Kafa Toriba, Toriha. Knobs are with his knobs and his buds. Yufarachita. Verse number 35. We Kaftor Tachoth. Shani, Haganim, Min Menorah, We Kaftor, Tashath, Shanae, Haganim, Min Menorah, We cop Tor, Chatheth, Shanae, Haganim, Meminorah, Meminah, that is, Meminah, Lisheteth, Haganim, Hayitzim, Men, Hamanorah. And the knob. And the knob under a part. That word there is that chathoth, that's from Arabic, by the way. And it's an adverb. And it's on page 1065. Chathoth. Shanae. And part under part two. And then we have the haganim, branches or stalks. Out from him. Menorah, out from him, out from the lampstand. Menorah. And knob, we, kaptor, that little we in the front, that's a conjunction, page 253, and the word knob is on page 499. And then under, chisoth, under, again, this word under there is an adverb or a preposition of place. Page 1065, Round Driver Bridge. And then Shanae means to divide, and it means two. Two stalks or branches. Meminorah. Meminah, that is. Meminah. Of him. We kaptor. And a bulb or a knob. Chathoth, again, under. Two. Haganimim, branches. Meminah. Of him, branches him, to six. The word two there, that's from the Lamet, and that's a preposition, page 515, and to six. This word, Shesheth, 995. And then we have the word Haganim. Haganim means the branches. The branches. The word branches, the root of that is on page 889 in Brown River Bridge. And then Hayitzim. Going out or proceeding out of the one. Masculine plural participle. Cal participle. Man, preposition from page 885, the Ha Menorah, from the lampstand. Isn't this a beautiful picture of God the Son? And whom dwells pure divinity? Kafetorahim, Yuganatham, Meminah, Yehu, Kula, Miksha, Arthath, Zahav, Tahor. And their knobs, the knobs of them, that's genitive plural, by the way, possession, and the knobs of them, and their branches or stalks, again, of him. Him there is masculine, typifying our Savior, God, Jesus, the man of God, the God-man. Ye, you, and they shall keep on becoming, or keep on being, third person masculine, plural, cal, imperfect. The root of that is page 224 and 243, the same root as the name Jehovah, he who shall become. Kulah, all of him, beaten work. One beaten work. Gold, pure and clean. Gold, Sahab, page 263. One. The numeral there, aha, 13. Beaten work, hammered work, page 904. Up to verse number 37 now. We asitha, et, naro, Tiha, Shiva, Wihi Ele, Et, Noretheka, Wiher, Al, Ever, Paniha. And you shall have made, second person, masculine, plural, cal, while consecutive, perfect, and that comes from Asa, again, Et, sign of the direct object. The Greek equivalent is ace, page 119. This one's on page 84. His lamps, that which makes light, nirathiha. His lamps, page 332, by the way. 632, I mean. Almost went backwards. I'm reading backwards and then forwards and backwards at the same time. Shiva, that's seven. Shiva. The seven, page 988, and that's a number of perfection. Perfect man, perfect God, pure deity, and yet one God, and yet triune. And he shall have, third person masculine, plural or singular, hifal, wow, consecutive, perfect. Allah. And he shall have, et, sign of direct object, nirathiha. His lamps, again, masculine. And he shall have shown light. He shall show light. He's the light that come into the world, and the world would not comprehend, would not grasp him, would not receive him. Third person masculine, singular, hifal, wow, consecutive, perfect. From Eor. El, preposition, page 658. Ever, from before, the faces of him. Paniha, from the faces of him. Umalika hiha. Umak tithiha. Sahab tahor. And his tongs. And his tongs. Page 544. And on the front of that is page 253. Again, a conjunction. And his fire holders. And his fire holders, his pans. Yuma-ti-thi-ha. Fire holders, page 367 in the Brown Driver Briggs. And the Sahab Gold, page 263. Tahor, pure and clean and perfect. And Kathari, from the Greek, which means to be pure and clean. 25 and verse 39 now. Kikar, Sahab, Tahor, Ya'aseh, Ota, Et, Kol, Ha-Kilim, Ha-Ilah. And then it says a talent here. That's a measure of gold. A talent, page 476, of gold, Sahab. Page 263, and it's got to be tahar, pure, clean, refined. Page 373. And he shall keep on making. Third person masculine singular, kal imperfect, from Asah. Page 793, Brown Driver Briggs, and 889, Kohler and Baumgartner. Now you know why I know all these numbers, because I've written them down a million times. Probably a million times. In the Old and New Testament. Ota. Ota is a preposition with a suffix. Him. Et. Et. With. Call all. Page 481. Utensils. Ha kelim. The utensils. The tools. The these. He ilah. Remember away? Remember what this book is? We Elei Shemot. See there, Elei is in this word here, Ha Elei. And these. These, page 43, by the way. Page number 40 now. The last verse in this chapter. Uriah. We ase. Vita venitham. Asher ata Maria Bahar. And see, masculine, singular, cal, imperfect. And see and keep on, or imperative that is. And see and keep on looking. Look. Are made, masculine, singular, cal, imperfect. these things that keep on being made in their pattern. Betha venitham, in their pattern. It's typos in Greek. Typos, type. We got a word typewriter. A typewriter, old typewriters used to strike a piece of paper and had a carbon under it and made a print on it. That's what this means. It means to hit under, literally. A pattern. You can take a hammer and hit something in it, and you will have the imprint of the face of the hammer on it. Marilyn, you have a little ring there made out of a quarter that I made for you 20-something years ago. If you look on it, it's got hammer prints all over it, types all over it. Many, many blows, many, many times I hit that little ring that became a ring and rolled it around on a steel shaft. I share, which, that's a particle of a relation there, page 81. Ata, again a preposition with a suffix. And you, being shown, masculine, singular, hophel, participle, being shown. That word comes from Ra'ah, Ra'ah. 906, Brown Driver Biggs, 1157, Coulter and Bumgartner. In mountain, Bahar. Har is mountain. Preposition is based on the front of it. Bah. In mountain. Word mountain is 249. What a beautiful set of verses that show forth from the Old Testament. Show forth the type that the candlestick was of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Revelation, the 19th chapter, talks about him in all of his glory, coming to earth to take possession again of everything that he made. And he is our light, our lampstand. Our Father, we send this message out to touch the world's hearts, to show that your Son is divine, that he is man, that he is perfect, that you're in him and he in you, and that you are in us through him and by him and for him. That you will redeem everything in this world back to yourself by the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, use the message for your honor and glory. Please forgive me where I failed you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I really like that.